Hello and welcome to Eye on Princeton. This podcast is dedicated to informing city residents like you about the happenings here in Princeton, Texas. Each episode will help you find the things you need to know to navigate in and around the city. We keep our eye out for businesses that are coming to town, road construction updates, city ordinances, and public safety. We also like to highlight local residents that live in the city. Right now, we'll hand things off to your host and Princeton resident, Mitchell Chase.
Greg Price, thank you for that introduction, and thank you for joining us here on Eye on Princeton, where we take a look at the things happening in Princeton, Texas. What a wonderful city. And today on this episode, we have Tommy Mapp, the Director of Public Works, and Mary Abercrombie, who's the Environmental Education Coordinator. I want to say welcome to both Tommy and Mary. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
In this episode, now listen for another episode that we had. It was about water conservation and some great tips in that about how to save money, how to save water, and how to properly irrigate around your home. This episode, though, we're going to focus on what's called fog. Mary, what is fog?
It is a campaign in order to protect infrastructure through the city. Fog stands for fats, oils, and grease. And those are three things that should never go down any of your drains.
Oh, we're talking about, so fats, oils, and grease. That means when you're cooking up, you're frying up a pork chop, do not throw that grease down.
No, do not, do not.
Doing French fries in oil, don't throw that down.
Right. You don't want to put that down your drains, not only for your own drain's sake, because it can clog your pipes and everything, but for the city's infrastructure as well.
You know, Tommy, it was about a year ago, we had talked a little bit about this. Could you explain, as far as on the infrastructure for the city, what happens when these fats or the oils or the grease get down into the drains?
They tend to cause blockages within the sanitary sewer mains, build up within the manholes in our sanitary sewer pump stations. And they cause probably about, if trying to put a number to it, about 80% of our maintenance issues with our sanitary sewer collection system arise from fats, oils, and greases being introduced into the mains. Yeah, definitely don't pour it down the drain. Bring it to us. We can dispose of it for you.
You literally can bring, you know, you put your oil or grease, you know, in a container, and you can come down to Public Works here on Monte Carlo.
When you come on down over here, you can come inside, let somebody know just around over, and we'll dispose of it for you.
Now, you probably get really busy, I would imagine, in the holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, all those turkeys, everything being cooked.
Right. We have what we call the holiday roundup each year, and that's where people can come and drop off their cooking oil after they do their big family meal.
Some folks might think, well, you know what? I have this grease. I'm going to pour a lot of detergent. Let's say it cuts grease and you put it in there and you go, wow, it looks like it's cutting the grease. And then you still pour it down the drain. It's still a bad idea, isn't it?
Yes, it just kind of pushes the issue further down the line. Instead of causing a blockage, it could affect your neighbor or even a large sanitary sewer main, which can cause a backup and a sewer spill.
So the bottom line is, get a container, put your grease, fat, whatever, oil, and bring it down to the city, to the public works, and dump it properly. That's pretty simple.
Another issue with that is items marked flushable, which are not. Unfortunately, people will flush things down the toilet, which are marked flushable, but in reality, they aren't.
Yeah, they're flushable because they will go down the toilet, but then they stop somewhere else.
Down the line. Be careful what you flush.
Yes, absolutely.
Tommy, you know, when it happens down the line and there is a clog, you know, your team, your crews that work, you know, talk about the expense and then probably time wasted having to work on it. But it turns out it makes everything more expensive.
It does. Because these types of maintenance issues, they're not simple. They're very, and they can be very dangerous. Typically, they require a minimum of three of our personnel to come in and try to break that clog, that fat burger blockage down to where the sewer system will still flow. But then all, you know, that'll kind of push it even further down the line. So the grease starting on one end of the city, we can actually spend a lot of money chasing it all the way to the pump stations to where, you know, we can remove it from there. But then there's still disposal fees and environmental hazards that go along with removing that buildup from the sewer mains.
I have one thing I just want to add. It has nothing to do with fog, but I just want to just say something. Tommy, I see your crews in this heat here in the summer working on the streets, you know, and doing a wonderful job. I just want to say thank you. And I've had an opportunity to actually thank the guys when you're out there. You know, don't honk at them. Thank them.
They are, you know, they say you get used to the heat. That's a lie. You don't. These guys are out there, and it's extremely dangerous to be working in this heat, and they're literally putting their health at risk to serve the people of this city, and I commend them for that.
And they always seem to have a great attitude every time.
That's required. It's because they enjoy what they do, and they enjoy serving this community.
Tommy, Mary, I want to thank you both for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Eye on Princeton, a podcast focused on the happenings in Princeton, Texas. We always welcome your feedback, ideas, suggestions, comments, or questions by email to MitchellChase@MitchellMChase.com. Until next time, blessings to you and yours. Eye on Princeton is produced by Chase Productions. Copyright 2020.